This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a moment, British television star Ricky Gervais talks about playing an extra in Hollywood. But first, it is raining today in New Orleans as Hurricane Rita edges that battered city. But between the chaos of Hurricane Katrina and preparations for this new storm, love still thrives in New Orleans. Last Saturday, a local couple whose wedding plans had been scuttled by Katrina got married in the French Quarter. NPR's John Burnett and audio engineer Josh Rogerson were there, and they sent this audio postcard.
The full moon hanging over Bourbon Street seems unusually luminous above the now darkened metropolis. One of the few places to get a cold beer is Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop at the corner of Bourbon and St. Peter. The building, having survived fires and hurricanes, is more than 230 years old. A young couple here is giddy with the realization that 5 minutes ago, they decided to go ahead with their wedding.
My name's Ben Brown. I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi, and I moved down here about 2 years ago, and we lived together over in the Marigny area over there. And we left after the hurricane, and we had been planning this for, probably since December, to have our wedding today in Jackson Square, and we ended up coming down to check on her place and all her stuff today, and so we're all here, so we're going to go ahead and do it.
The groom is a 34-year-old carpenter. The bride, Jamie Fletcher, is a 29-year-old bar manager. It was to be a formal wedding, dozens of guests. Her mother had made the dress. There was a big reception planned. Then the storm hit. On this night, they came into the city simply to check on their house and to hang out with their friend, Monty Hendrickson. He's a car mechanic with a ponytail and a tongue stud who says he's also an ordained minister in the Universal Life Church. He was going to perform the original ceremony, and now they're back on track. They like the spontaneity. They say they plan to live their married life this way. First, Jamie needs to find a witness.
Where's the other witness? Where's the other witness?
We need the other witness.
Oh, he's bartending. Oh, that's bad.
The bartender takes a break in order to act as a witness. An off-duty New Orleans cop is honored to fill in as best man. He likes the spirit of this spontaneous wedding.
You know what? It's a beautiful thing that you're doing. This kind of symbolizes hope. The city needs a lot of hope.
The couple stands on the sidewalk across from the bar, next to a piece of wrought iron railing blown down in the storm. The scene is lit by a portable floodlight. Army National Guardsmen wearing night vision goggles rumble past on four-wheelers. A team from the Centers for Disease Control drinks long necks and watches the ceremony begin.
With full understanding of this, Ben and Jamie have come here today to be joined as one in marriage.
Their friend, the mechanic minister, puts their hands on top of one another.
Please join hands with your betrothed. And listen to what I am about to say. Above you are the stars, below you are the stones.
A small group of bar patrons and NPR people gather in a semicircle. It's hard to tell if anybody's actually crying because everyone is sweating so much from the humidity.
Jamie, repeat after me. Oh, I'm getting broke up here. I, Jamie DeRee Fletcher, swear by the life that courses within my blood.
Swear by the life that courses within my blood.
That I take thee, Benjamin Brown.
That I take thee, Benjamin Brown.
To my hand, my heart, and my spirit.
To my hand, my heart, and my spirit.
To be my chosen one.
To be my chosen one.
Then, Ben and Jamie give each other little roses, hastily fashioned out of white cocktail napkins.
So, on this, the 17th of September, 2005, in Orleans Parish, New Orleans, Louisiana, on Bourbon Street, by the laws of the state of Louisiana, it is now my privilege and great pleasure to pronounce you man and wife. Embrace, kiss, and turn to face the world.
Jamie and Ben exchange a big wet kiss and gaze deeply at each other as though they're the only two people on earth. They're deliriously happy. They decide that Hurricane Katrina, instead of ruining their wedding, has made it more memorable.
We have to hop the broom.
Ready?
Hop the broom, folks.
One,
two,
three.
Yes!
Yay! John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.
There's a moon over Bourbon Street tonight.
faces as they pass beneath the pale.